For years, Joel McHale's stand-up performances have sold out venues across the country. His starring role in the TV series Community helped gain him nearly 4 million Twitter followers, and his razor-sharp wit as host of E!'s long-running The Soup turned the show into a pop culture phenomenon. He currently stars in the new CBS comedy The Great Indoors about a renowned adventure reporter for an outdoor magazine who must adapt to the times when he becomes the desk-bound boss to a group of millennials in the digital department of the publication. Now, Joel McHale sets out to conquer the realm of celebrity tell-all books with his new memoir, Self-Help Guide, Blatant Cash Grab. Thanks for the Money: How to Use My Life Story to Become the Best Joel McHale That You Can Be. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Joel McHale to the roundtable this morning. Sir, how are you?
That was the nicest intro I've ever had.
I'm very glad to hear that.
I'm going to have that broadcasting from my tombstone.
I hope you do.
This is going to be great.
Do you think that you, right now, are the best Joel McHale that you can be?
I've had 3 cups of coffee, so now I'm just about there.
You're almost there.
I still haven't made my daily trip to, the nature calling, but it's we're right there. So I'm almost at full. I'm almost at full potential.
So when you were at another time at full potential, you felt that you had something to share with other people on how they could be the best Joel McHale that they could be.
Yeah, well, that kind of came because I always felt like so most celebrities don't have enough to fill up the pages of an entire book explaining, or I don't think their lives are that interesting, unless you're, from that book Unbroken. Then you just don't have enough to say.
Right.
So I kind of figured my life was good for a half of a book, and the rest of it could be a way to kind of tell you why Hollywood is such a silly, wonderful place that I love being in. And yet it is very silly, and it's a very strange thing, because one of the things that happens is as soon as people start paying you money for this ridiculous thing that we do, they start giving you these things for free. And it's ridiculous and wonderful. And I talk about it in the book. And it's hopefully a humorous look. It is a humorous look. If you don't find it funny, then please don't tell other people that. just why?
Shut up. Right.
But it's a humorous look on how to become a celebrity. Like there's a chapter called Why I Left Scientology, which I never was in and never left to be in, or I was never in it to leave it. So, you just have to have a good story about leaving some sort of religion or cult to be a celebrity. So, it covers all that stuff. Hopefully you'll find it. The book is recess. It's elementary school recess to go have fun and run around.
You have a section in here of how to select the celebrity feud that's right for you.
Yes, which if you read the title of that chapter out loud, you are a brave man, and I dare you.
I can't do it. I would love to.
I'd like to see what happens to your job after that.
It mentions Angela Lansbury, right?
It definitely mentions her. Here's the thing. Well, this is not changing this up, but there's some people, like, I can't tell when you're being serious in the book, and I was like, you can tell, because all the stories are real. It's just the kind of everything around it. But a person, I was on stage in Seattle talking about the book, and a person literally thought that I talk about my father being insanely cheap.
Yes.
And they thought, so when your dad put a sign on your newborn baby brother and left him on the front lawn with a sign that said $5,000 or best offer, did you think your dad was a little nuts? And I was like, well, that's not true. My dad did not try to sell my brother. And they thought it was real. And I was like, and then I thought, well, if you really think my dad tried to sell my brother, then I can't help you.
That's right. This is why we have fake news. This is why we're in the position.
This is why we have fake news. And I would like fake news to pick this up. It's a story that's sweeping the nation.
So, and I don't know if you would necessarily, I don't know if you consider this a feud, but I have to say, and I don't know why I enjoy this as much as I do. I think most people probably enjoy this, but you writing about Chevy Chase is just great. I mean, I'm in a job where I get to interview famous people, and it's very nice. And people will inevitably ask, who is the most difficult person that you've ever interviewed, and who is the biggest jerk? And for me, the answer has always been Chevy Chase. And
well, there you go.
So you writing about working with this guy on the sitcom Community is really fascinating. And so was there ever a hesitation in you to say, oh, I will just go above it and not talk about it?
No, there was no hesitation. No, not at all. I think it was a requirement of Putnam and Sons when they asked for the book. No, there was never a hesitate. I mean, I've always been hopefully pretty upfront, at least in the latter years of working with Chevy, about about him and how he is at times. And it's also something that, as you brought it up, everybody brings it up.
Sure.
Because he was the biggest star of the 80s and is, you know, a cultural icon. The man was super famous and super successful. And there were times on set when he was delightful. And then there's other times when he was the last person that wanted to be on set. And he was definitely vocal about that. And everyone knew about, you know, his exchanges with Dan Harmon. And it was always an adventure. It was always, you never knew what was going to be like on set. And it's funny because there are times when, you know, I look back on those times fondly, but there was times when he made it pretty difficult. And I would say to him, I was like, Chevy, you are literally keeping me from seeing my children grow up. And, you know, I was joking, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, we're here a long time. So the man is super talented, but he definitely is an acquired taste if you are working with him every day. That was very nice of me to put it that way.
Yes, it was very nice of you. One of my favorite lines in the book is actually a quote from you, so I'll set it up where one time you were referring to a close friend of yours as the funniest guy in the world. Chevy immediately responded, I'm the funniest guy in the world. Time magazine said so, to which you replied.
Well, that was in 1984. That's what I replied. Is that what I said in the book?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I said, well, that was in 1984, so I think, things have changed. But I was referring to my friend Matt Olson, who is one of the best improvisers you've ever seen. He is not famous, not yet, but he is super, one of the funniest people I know, and I love him dearly. But yes, that would be a classic Chevy exchange where he would bring up something like that. And it's fun. I'm playing him in a movie coming up on Netflix, coming out in, I guess we shot it last spring, so it's got to be coming out in like 6 months. But I play a young Chevy Chase, so it was a very strange situation.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, you talked about this at the beginning of our conversation about this, you know, it's a silly profession. How much of that did you know going in? Were you fairly open to, okay, this is going to be silly, I hope I make the best of it, or has all of this kind of come as a surprise and you've just rolled with it?
Oh, it's all a surprise. I mean, the second half of the book is about how silly Hollywood is, and
right.
Wonderful. Believe me, it's a silly, wonderful place that I love. I love working in. I cannot believe my good fortune that I was doing plays and musicals as a kid, and all of a sudden I get paid for it, and then people tell you how much they like you because of it. It's ridiculous. And my brother, as I mentioned in the book, my brother who is an electrician, and my other brother who is an Episcopal priest, they are paid way less for a much, much more difficult jobs. But when I got here, I never planned on being famous or I did plan on, I was hoping to become successful. And my level of fame is, I don't know how I would put it at about a B minus, maybe a C plus in that I get recognized at the grocery store. But I definitely am not allowed into many clubs or get good dinner reservations because there's way more famous celebrities trying to get the same ones. That said, when like the soup started working and people began watching it, people just began sending me stuff. And as soon as you can afford stuff in Hollywood, they send it to you for free. It makes no sense. It's completely silly. And it is, I don't understand it. I'm not going to say no to it. I'm taking it, definitely. But it's crazy. So that's what the second half of the book. The second half of the book is a self-help book.
Right.
I mean, it's a joke self-help book. But it also explains to you why it's such a silly place and a wonderful place. But that's kind of – so I, to answer a very long I'll give you a very long answer to your very short, succinct question is that I hadn't planned on it, but when it started happening – it all was kind of silly, and I laughed at it. But I wouldn't. I mean, I love the profession, so I wouldn't trade it.
Do you find that things change in the sense of, you know, we talked about your experience on Community, and now you have the new show, The Great Indoors. Have you found yourself in a comfortable position now with a new show?
Boy, it's totally. I mean, I was comfortable at Community, and have been comfortable, you know, I've been comfortable in all the, it still is mind-boggling to me that people pay me very well to act.
Yes.
Or to do this thing that I love doing. I always, because if I lived in the Middle Ages, I would be with a group of minstrels running around towns, trading plays for food and being treated like a fourth-class citizen. So now it was all like every day was my birthday on the set of Community because I couldn't believe I was there. And the same thing with the soup, whereas like they're paying me to make fun of Dancing with the Stars. It's crazy. So that said, like doing Community was the first real series that I had done that went to series and continued. So that was new and wonderful and different. Now on The Great Indoors, I'm the person there next to Stephen Fry, who has had an illustrious and decorated career. So the man has way more experience than I do, and he's way more accomplished. But so we're like the two, or he's like the veteran, and I'm the veteran who's 2 years behind him. So now it's kind of like but it's a whole different format of the show. It's a multicam, so we shoot the show once a week.
Right.
So in that sense, it's very different. But the kind of and now I'm the old guy on set next to Stephen Fry, who's like 15 years older than I am. But it's weird being that is the old. I guess that's the most surprising part is that I'm like, oh, I'm the one with experience, and I'm the old guy. These folks are all in their mid 20s and early 30s, and this is all new for them. Other than Chris Mintz-Platz, who was McLovin in Superbad, who's been famous since he was 15. So he's been around as well. Boy, again, I would like to point out that I am breaking the record for length of answers on your show. And I apologize.
Well, and now,
I guess it's better than being like a baseball player where you ask a long question, they just go, nope.
Yeah, one-word answers are the worst. Well, I didn't have time to ask you about the correspondence dinner, but that's okay. People can read about it in the book. The book is great. It's Thanks for the Money, and it is out from Putnam. Joel McHale, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. I really enjoy your work, and it's very nice to have you on the show.
God bless you, and thanks for promoting all this stuff, because I continue to, as I said in the book, Thanks for Money, but I continue to need it, so I hope people buy it.
Well, best to you and your family around the holidays, and thank you very much for being with us.
Happy everything to you.
Thank you and to you. Joel McHale's new book is Thanks for the Money, How to Use My Life Story to Become the Best Joel McHale You Can Be. It is published by Putnam, and you can see him on The Great Indoors on CBS. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.